Robin Lucas is a dairy farmer in the Tilba region. She wishes that there was another way to accommodate for the bobby calves that can't be raised on her farm.
I do the very best I can with my calves that I send to slaughter, and I only can hope that all other farmers are doing the same. I just make sure mine are well fed and warm and dry and big enough and strong enough so that they can go, and that's all I can do for them.
Rob McIntosh has a dairy farm near Berry. He's also chair of the New South Wales Farmers Cattle Committee. He says that exploring options to deal with bobby calves is especially important in New South Wales because of its year-round calving programs.
It's a farm-by-farm management case, and one of the strategies of New South Wales farmers and other sectors in various other states is to educate farmers as to what options they do have. And there's quite a bit of work being done on that, and significantly more being done in the next 12 to 18 months as stock numbers and dairy production does perceive to increase with the potential for export markets overseas.
New South Wales Farmers runs educational programs around dairy welfare and what to do with bobby calves.
It's an ongoing process of sort of having to indicate to people that there are some choices and trying to develop markets and also abattoirs and things that can actually handle the small-bodied animals. And that's probably one of the issues, is that being so small-bodied, mechanically orientated abattoirs find it very difficult to handle them.
There are national guidelines around the treatment of bobby calves developed by industry bodies. President of Australian Dairy Farmers Noel Campbell says that it can be difficult to achieve consistency across so many different farming regions, although there is agreement on some aspects.
We've got significant guidelines with respect to the age of the animal before it can be sold, with respect to time off feed, with respect to when it's sold, the number of hours prior to transport that the animals to be fed, so there's a number of regulations there.
Campbell says that he hopes that the Voiceless Report won't change the way that Australians consume dairy, and questions the 800,000 figure estimated by Voiceless to be the number of bobby calves slaughtered every year.
We believe it's around about half that. It's a bit hard to tell because some people sell their animals privately or sell them through markets, which might go on to being on red on hobby farms or something like that, so it's quite difficult, but I don't think it's 800,000.
Dairy consumption in Australia has increased dramatically in recent decades, and there will be more bobby calves born as this trend continues. Robin Lucas welcomes the report from Voiceless.
Any well-researched, well-thought-out report can only be a good thing because it keeps the industry honest, just the same as any other industry that we could look at within Australia. I have nothing to hide as a dairy farmer. I love being able to educate and show off my farm, my cows, my animals to people who don't come from the background that I have. It's all about educating the public on what is a wonderful industry.